Yes, we have. We've signed Lovre Kalinic. He's the Croatian number one goalkeeper. It's an area that we feel we need to strengthen. Ojan Neuland has got the jersey at the moment. I've spoke to him about it, and as I say, since I've been here, he's done well. But we need competition at the highest level. I need people pushing him. I need to make him better, and we need to make the club better. And we think that the signing of Lovre will do that.
Okay, and you've been telling us that you've been watching him for a while, and he's been on your radar for a long time.
Yeah, he has. You know, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've done a lot of due diligence on him. Myself, JT, Richard, and certainly Neil Cutler. But credit to Jesus as well, who's been hard at work on this one. And you know, we've managed to get it done early, which you want to try and get as many deals done, you know, in December as you can for January. So really pleased to have got it done. And you know, he will certainly improve us in the goalkeeping area now.
And overall, with January, it can be a very weird market in many ways because it's so condensed. I presume that if you're going to do any more business, you'd like that done sooner rather than later as well.
Yeah, I think everybody will try and do their business as early as they can, because you know what it becomes is you know, a seller's market towards the end of January, and that's when the inflated prices, you know, become involved in it, and we don't really want to get involved in that. We know the areas that we need to strengthen, and goalkeeping is one of them areas, and you know, thankfully we've got that done really early.
So then, Leeds at home, the start of what's going to be a traditionally very busy Christmas period, but this is a mouth-watering game, and I gather it's close to a sellout at Villa Park as well.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I'm thankful for the support we've had from the supporters. You know, it's been magnificent so far since I've been here, and to sell out again, or almost sell out against Leeds, and they're a very good team. It should make for a really good game. You know, they've won 5 on the spin, we're unbeaten in 7. They're a very entertaining team. It's 2 teams who play with lots of energy and attacking prowess, so it makes for a really good game. And you know, I've played them once already this season. My last game at Brentford was away at Leeds at Elland Road, and they equalised in the last minute. But they've got good players, and obviously a very good head coach in Marcelo Bielsa as well, who's, you know, galvanised the club, and they deservedly stand top of the league at the moment.
Given where they are and the points gap, is this a better 3 points for you than them?
Any 3 points is a good 3 points. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can pick and choose when it's a good 3 points in this league. And, you know, it's going to be a real tough game, but it's going to be an entertaining one. And, you know, there's injuries on both sides as well, you know, so there's a lot of players missing, but it makes for two entertaining teams with talented squads. And, you know, should be one to savour lunchtime on Sunday.
Because they play in a certain way, and it's gone the make. It's going to be a very high-energy game of football.
Yeah, it has. They're very similar to us. They play on the front foot. They counter-press really well. They look to play in the opposition's half. You know, and there's a lot of transitions during their games. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we pass the ball well, for one. But make sure that we're as good on the transitions as they are. You know, so, as I say, there will be mistakes made in the game, because that's always the case when two teams play at such high energy. You know, what you've got to do is capitalise on them if it's the opposition making them.
And when these games are coming so thick and fast, do you manage the period, or do you still manage game by game?
I think you have to do a little bit of both. You'd be silly not to. You have to look for the next 3 games as well, which come in short succession. I think we've got 4 games in 10 days. You know, so, but the Leeds one's the next game. We have to concentrate on that fully. You know, and we've been doing that over the last week.
And just finally, on the injury situation, you mentioned that last week, a whole host of players coming back and available. Has that turned out, or have you got problems?
No, I mean, we've still got a few problems. Obviously, Jack Grealish will still be missing. You know, I think he's got our medical staff a little bit discombobulated, which is a fantastic word to use.
Do you know what it means?
I certainly do, because I heard it in a commentary of my boys' college game, so it's got them all a little bit confused.
Oh, well done. Now I know what you mean.
You know, he's got a protective boot on at the moment, because we're not sure whether it's a bone stress injury or the muscle of the soleus where it meets the bone. So, you know, we've got to be as cautious as possible at the moment. You know, so he's certainly unlikely to play the next couple of games.
Okay, and the likes of Albert and Henry Lansbury and Yedina?
Henry won't make this weekend. Hopefully he'll make the Swansea or the Preston game. Albert should be training with us tomorrow, so I'm hoping to have him available. Burke has trained with us, so he'll be available, and we'll have a look at Mele in the morning as well and see how he is.